necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday morning. It's about 9:05 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. We're going to have a wonderful Wednesday together. We're starting it out with the Grits Girls. Welcome, Taylor and Lauren. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
We're good.
We're going to bring all the energy because if we look outside, it's going to try to bring our energy down. So I'm ready to hear. Well, first, give us an update.
Well, and it's Cinco de Mayo.
Stop it with yourself. Yeah, why didn't we get chips and salsa from being in here?
I know.
Or margaritas.
Margarita. Jenna,
you better check with your bosses.
Listen. Are you listening? Can you somebody deliver us some margaritas? Well, you can't have any. That's true. I are good. We'll get you, like, what is that? Horchata.
Oh, horchata, yum.
Yum. See, that'll work.
That will work.
So are you guys doing anything tonight? Anything special? Is anything special happening at the restaurants tonight for Cinco de Mayo? I know that's not really Angelina's thing, but.
No.
Our normal specs.
Just our normal stuff. And then, of course, Taco Tuesday was yesterday at Five Sisters.
That's
it would have been nice if it fell on Cinco de Mayo, but.
It would have been.
Maybe
but
next
you can
year.
Still come and get your wings tonight.
That's right.
Five Sisters, that's our special.
That's right. We can kick off the month of May with y'all at Five Sisters and get some really good wings. Okay, so I do want to know, actually, how last month went for y'all. There's April, we had, Easter, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it over already?
We did.
We had a lot going on.
This year has gone by so fast.
Flying.
Is it April or May? I forgot already.
It's May 5th.
It's May 5th.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Where am I?
I don't know.
You guys did a beer tasting, right? You had like
we
a
did.
Was it Fairhope or somebody came in and you guys had
We did. And actually I talk about it every single, because it always falls usually, except for, of course, last month. It's always the Wednesday before the class. But unfortunately for tomorrow, we are full.
Ooh.
For ABC. We did fill up, which is, it's crazy. Things are starting, you know, slowly but surely go back to normal.
That's really good news,
yes.
Actually.
And April was good. I feel like beverage class was good last month. And Easter, we were full.
Yeah, we were.
We
full.
Did really well. Yeah. It's exciting to see everybody comfortable.
Grab
to come
and go
back out.
Was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So, that's really good. And we have Mother's Day coming up. I forgot that it was happening.
Everybody's reminder out there. It's on Sunday.
Get your mom a gift
because she's not going to appreciate it if you don't.
Or dads out there with little kids who can't do it. Remember, go get her a gift.
Yeah, a gift card to Jackson's. Take her out.
You know what? You can get a gift card to any of our restaurants. They're all universal, so that is a great gift for any mom. Mm-hmm. You can do it online. You can visit us in our gift shop right at the Fish House. But you can get one for Jackson's and use it at any of the other restaurants that we own.
Look at that.
Yeah.
A one-stop shop for Mother's Day. I mean, honestly, so I was talking to my mom and I said, I don't really want anything. I'd rather just go to dinner and be with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we appreciate that so much more now.
Drop that hint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, on the radio.
Are you listening?
but
is this thing on? Hello?
We don't want another thing. Like, we love our flowers and everything, right? You're a mom, you understand. But we don't want another thing to have to take care of or to clean up or whatever it is.
No, I don't.
It's like another child.
You'd rather just go out and not have to cook or clean. So it's a perfect option. For the moms out there.
Dinner's such a nice treat now, too. Like, post-COVID. Well, you know, we're still kind of in COVID times, but especially last year, it was so much different. Oh, yeah. So I think people appreciate going out and...
I don't remember last year. I'm sorry.
We don't even know what month we're in right now. So
it's a blur. And hey, I just want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, it's about 9:09 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with our Grits girls, Lauren and Taylor. And if you do want to call and ask a question, please do. And in fact, hey, we have Michael from Pensacola on the phone. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, ladies.
Hi, Michael.
You had a little trouble with the date. the date there. Are you sure you're not starting early on the margaritas and you're just not helping the rest of us out here? Anyway, it's all in good fun. Hey, I was just wondering about mask mandate at your restaurants. What's the scoop? I'm tired of wearing a mask. I don't want to wear a mask, but I want to spend money.
Oh, the mask mandate. Okay,
so
good question.
We ask that you wear a mask up until you sit at your table. Then once you're at your table, you can take it off.
What about outdoors?
Just until you walk up to the hostess stand, check in, get the table. Once you're at your table, inside or outside, you can take it off.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
You don't have to wear it the whole time you're sitting at your table.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to keep my money.
Oh, no.
You have to take the mask off, ladies. Come on, get with the time.
Well,
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate. No, I understand. People are like, they're for itching sure. to take it off.
We get it too. We're right there with them. But,
it's almost there. Just see.
We're so close. And we hope to see him as soon as it's over.
Yes. Michael, you are cordially invited.
Michael,
okay?
Call me and I'll make the reservation for you. I'll get you a good table.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. So what do we have going on, though, for Mother's Day? Is it grab and go? Are any specials happening this weekend?
We have all the things.
Yes. All the things.
Taylor, you want to get started with the Fish House spec?
I will. So for Mother's Day, we are open for brunch and dinner this Sunday. Brunch is 11 to 3. Dinner starts at 3 and will end at 9. As always, we're serving off of our standard menus for brunch and dinner, but we will, in addition, have a special Mother's Day feature created by Chef John Huggins, and that is trout almondine with pan-sautéed rainbow trout. Topped with toasted almonds and lump crab meat, served with asparagus, lemon, and manure sauce. So, if you have a reservation, if you need to make a reservation, you can call the restaurant 850-470-0003 or check us out on Open Table for that. And then over at Jackson's, we'll be open for brunch and dinner just like the Fish House. Brunch from 11 to 2, dinner starting at 5 until 9 o'clock. And let me scroll through to the special feature. The brunch feature is going to be prime rib eggs benedict with English muffin, thin prime rib slices, soft poached eggs, hollandaise, pecan wood smoked bacon, wrapped fingerling potatoes, yum, and yellow squash gratin.
Yum.
And then we also have a Mother's Day dinner feature. For Fish House, that one feature will be available for brunch and dinner, and then there's two separate ones for Jackson's. And the dinner feature is going to be hickory fired yellow edge grouper with Bebear spice rubbed smoked poblano chili sauce, lime crema, salsa cruda, house smoked cotija, and tortilla frites.
Listen, I'm so hungry already.
No, I'm so
sorry.
Like, that sounds so good. We start off by talking about chips and
first
tacos
thing in the morning.
Margaritas.
I think from now on, we just need to pack food, okay?
Yeah.
And just eat.
Have a little snack.
We do. Absolutely. Hey, I want to encourage you guys before we continue on with our menus and everything. We have a listener who texted in, and his name happens to be Michael, and he said, hey, I'll come out. And I'll eat some grits and all the seafood. So
we would love for you to come.
Yes. Come see us. Come hang out with us.
Love it.
Moving on with the Mother's Day specials, going over to Five Sisters. We are going to be open for our traditional Sunday jazz brunch. We will have Kurt Bowl performing from 11 to 3. We are opened from 10 to 4 just for brunch service. And our Mother's Day special is a 3-cheese potato quiche topped with smoked salmon, cucumber dill creme fraiche, and Creole hollandaise. That is my favorite one for Mother's Day. Sounds so good. And I can't have hollandaise, so it makes it so much worse.
What? Why? Why?
Eggs.
Oh.
The whipped eggs. But Everybody go eat it for me.
Okay, whoops. I definitely ate a ton of hollandaise with my last
Did you?
Because I craved it.
I will eat it for you.
Oh, I didn't know it was on the list. All right, good to know.
And you can make a reservation there by giving them a call, 850-912-4856, or you can visit our website, fivesistersbluescafe.com, and hit the reservations tab to the right. And over at our other sister restaurant, Angelina's, we will be just doing Mother's Day brunch as well. We'll be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will have a select menu for brunch items along with our standard menu, and our special for the day will be a gemelli alla genovese which is a house-made pasta with Gulf shrimp and basil pesto.
Ooh la la.
I love pesto. Pesto is so good.
It is. Pesto is great. And then again, to make a reservation, you can give them a call, 850-542-8398, or visit us on our website, angelinaspensacola.com. Click the reservations tab on the right-hand side. And last but not least, for Mother's Day, today is the last day you can place your order for a Mother's Day grab and go, which will be picked up over at the Fish House on Saturday. And to make that order, you're just going to give the events line a call, which is 850-433-9450. Our traditional grab and go package we do for holidays, it serves six. It is $65. It is fully cooked for you, comes with reheating instructions. And that package this year includes a garlic and herb roasted pork loin, country sausage white gravy, roasted potatoes, sauteed broccoli, with red velvet cake and cream cheese frosting.
Wow.
$65.
What a deal.
Six people. It is such a deal. And there's moms, no mess.
Right.
I mean, it's cooked for you.
And if you're
a perfect gift.
Still a it little is. Leery about going right. out to restaurants, okay?
Which we get, everybody, you know.
It's okay.
It's
yeah.
all right.
You have
everybody
people
has
coming
their own
into
thing.
Town. Right.
And just, it's a good option, but that is only going to be able to be placed today until noon. So if you want to do that, go ahead and get those orders in. Again, that number is 850-433-9450.
Wow.
Okay. And we know it's a lot of information. It always is with
it's
all of
lot.
Our different
Listen,
restaurants.
It's a lot for us, okay.
So if you missed something we talked about today for Mother's Day, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, everything is listed right there on the left-hand side in our press release, little feed, or email myself or Taylor, Lauren or Taylor at goodgrits.com. Give us a call here. We'll get you the answers.
Excellent.
We're here to answer your questions.
We are.
A couple of exciting things, speaking of going back to normal, very slowly but surely, I'm sure a lot of you know we've been getting so many messages. It's probably the most popular question is, when is Atlas opening? When is Atlas coming back? Because we did. Atlas hasn't been open since last year because of COVID. But we are excited to announce that we're open for bar service right now at Atlas. So the bar is open. The main bar room will be open from Monday through Saturday, beginning at 4 o'clock until close, and then during brunch 11 until close.
Okay.
For brunch, we also have happy hour every day from 4 to 6. $3 draft beers, $4 mixed well drinks, and $5 glasses of house wine. We'll have a little limited menu, which still includes the raw oysters. Everybody loves to come to Atlas for the raw oysters, so right. we'll have that as well. We won't have servers or anything like that. It's just, like I said, it's bar service. So you'll order from the bar, pick any seat in there that you like. So
okay.
something exciting that we're doing.
That's excellent.
Small steps.
That's yeah. right. Everybody misses Atlas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've gone to quite a few luncheons, actually, at Atlas.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
it's a really,
in the past.
It's a good space.
It's a really nice
yeah.
atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general. Fish House and Atlas is a great atmosphere because mm-hmm. you can do family, you can do a work lunch,
right,
or you can just like hang out with some girlfriends
and sit on the water and have some drinks.
Love it.
Some oysters, some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then over at Jackson's, our new spring menu is out. It came out on April 17th. Chef Irv switches up the menu twice a year, according to the season. So right now our spring summer menu is out for dinner. So I wanted to go over some menu highlights with you guys. Let me scroll down here. Some new appetizer options we have are the crab avocado with avocado, jumbo lump blue crab, tarragon dijonnaise, Old Bay seasoning, Emerald Coast Bakery everything bagel chips, yum, and chili oil. Then we also have the lamb lollipops, which features two garlic marinated New Zealand spring lamb single lamb lollipop chops. Say that three times fast. Good morning. Curry spices, Parmesan garlic sauce, and shaved Brussels sprouts. Rainbow radish with lemon and olive oil. And then let's go down to the entrees. Some new entree options we have are some pan-seared Verlasso salmon and cucumber salad with lemon and roasted garlic vinaigrette. Capers, black garlic 196 mustard, crispy parsley. We also have the red snapper with Duke smear and saltine cracker crumb baked Gulf Red Snapper, Meunier sauce, lemon juice, and chopped parsley, jumbo lump crab cakes, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking for your new seasonal favorite dish, come see us at Jackson's.
Yes. Love new dishes.
And it's exciting for us, especially.
It is, right? Because we're around all of the restaurants so much and we eat there so regularly. So as soon as we get a change, it's very exciting.
Well, yeah. And we're anything like line. You say blue crab, lump crab, I am so there for that. I love crab.
I'm with you. And if you haven't tried the lamb lollipops from Jackson's, every time he takes them off of the menu, it's a sad story. But when they come back on,
it's the happiest day of your life.
Oh, they're so good.
So I have something funny. I follow a couple of people. There's this new trend where people go to restaurants, bakeries, fast food, and they literally, their TikTok and Instagram or Reels is them eating.
Okay.
And it started during towards the end of 2020 when things were starting to open up again. People would get takeout and they bring it home, and that was like, they were like a food network type of thing, and eating and expressing like, oh, this is really good. Oh, it has really good flavor. Like they were trying to be Emeril Lagasse, but they weren't cooking. It was
like
Chick-fil-A.
Their own little like food network situation.
Yes, but it's crazy to me because I love food. But I, wouldn't know how to really, describe all of it to people. This is good and this one's not so great. But I watched one and there, this lollipop thing I had never heard of before. And so it's literally like chicken on a stick, and they call it like a chicken drummy lollipop.
Huh.
Mm.
And there's all different dippings. And
yum.
And so I watched this person. That's my sad little life.
So essentially, it's just chicken on a stick.
Well, chicken on a stick.
But see, and kids would eat that. Right?
I would eat it. I would
100%.
Eat it. 100%. Put it on a stick and kids, any kid will eat it.
It's true.
I mean, I'll eat it too.
Well, lamb on a stick, right?
Yeah.
It's just, it's fun. And I haven't tried it yet. So that's something I need to try.
Yeah, it's like fun for adults.
But it would be really cool to see the Grits Girls have like their own little TikTok. And
would people watch us?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes. These people have like 2 million followers. And I'm telling you, like,
with new menu items.
With the new menu items.
Every season, watch us on TikTok.
Your beautiful
and gentlemen.
Faces. Are you kidding me? People would literally eat that right up.
They'd be like, who are these girls? And what do they think they're doing?
I'd love it.
We're
watch
TikTok-ing.
It. That's right. TikTok-ing and eating. What else do we got?
Do you want to talk about what's going on over at Angelina's, Lauren?
Yeah. So coming up next over at Angelina's next week, actually, we've got a cooking class. It is going to be Thursday, May 13th. The theme is Italian grilling steaks, farm fresh vegetables, salads, and more. That is going to be at Angelina's starting at 5:30. The classes are $65. To make a reservation for the cooking class, you'll just contact Brooke at brooke@angelinaspensacola.com. Or you can give her a call, 917-573-1613. We know it's a lot. You can visit the website, angelinaspensacola.com. It's going to be on that left-hand side on the PR feed. So you can make reservations right there with her. Again, that's Thursday, May 13th, Italian grilling, steaks, farm fresh vegetables, salads, and more. That is $65 starting at 5:30. Cooking classes are always fun. If you haven't been to one, Irv does them as well over at Jackson's. It's a good time, and it's not... You don't have to get fancy for it. It's very casual. You come in at either restaurant, sit down, you watch the chefs talk, and you can drink and meet new people. It's just, it's
I think
a good
when
time.
People hear cooking class, some people do get intimidated. They're
the
like,
pressure.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
pressure
not
off.
Actually cooking. You're watching them cook. You're enjoying. I love watching people cook. Like, I watch the Food Network for comfort, you know?
Right. And you can get up at either one of them. And walk up to the table where they're giving the demonstration, take pictures, ask questions. You get a recipe book to take home with you. And it's all good fun. So if you want to check out Jackson's cooking classes as well, you can go to jacksonsrestaurant.com and check out their cooking classes that are listed on their press release feed.
Right.
Yeah.
Another great idea for a date night or Mother's Day gift.
A gift. You can always come purchase a gift card specifically for that and give a call to put their name on the list for a class.
Yeah, that's always nice.
It is so nice.
But speaking of good gifts, we haven't talked about Beer Fest that is coming up. Join us on the Fish House deck for our 7th annual Craft Beer Fest on Saturday, June 19th. from 3 to 6. That is the Saturday before Father's Day. It always makes for a really good Father's Day gift. It could be a Mother's Day. It can be an anybody gift.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays.
People love beer. Yeah.
Teacher There's, appreciation.
Right. Wait, but that just passed, didn't it?
There's still it's still happening
oh, it's the week.
Right now.
It's the week.
There you go. Yes. And come get it. You gift. Can purchase it online. Right there on our little gift shop tab, mm-hmm. or you can come into the gift shop and purchase it there and get some extra goodies while you're there.
Right. That's we'll be featuring over 50 different beers for the event, and a portion of the proceeds will be going to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. We love them. We team up with them every single year. They're a lot of fun. We love those guys. Some of the breweries we'll be having for the event, we'll have Gulf Coast Brewery, Pensacola Bay, McGuire's, Props, Victory Brewing, Perfect Plain. It's fun. The way we have it laid out, we have like a locals lane, so we have all like the local breweries, and it's so much fun. We'll have a little spirit table if beer is not your thing. You want to taste some spirits.
Sure.
Obviously, it's a 21 and over event.
Right.
It's going to occur rain or shine. Tickets are on sale right now for $20. The price will increase to $30 on June 1st. So if you're planning on getting that gift or that ticket, you want to save $10, don't hesitate.
Okay. What's the date for that again?
June 19th.
Okay.
It's the Saturday before Father's Day.
Oh, there you go.
And you can purchase those tickets on our website, our gift shop website, The Tackle Shop. Very easy. As soon as you click on the gift shop, it's on the first page right there.
Yeah, it is.
It's right there.
And that's always a lot of fun. We didn't get to have it last year, obviously, because of COVID. It is one of the more fun events that we do, in my opinion. I just think it's so much fun. So we should make up for lost time, you
that's
guys.
Right. If it's your first big event, you want to come out and taste some local beers, and it's not local beers, it's a good time.
And things are, it's like you said tonight is full or tomorrow night is full.
Mm-hmm.
So things are starting to fill up. People are seeing.
Yeah.
That, hey, we're getting back out there. A lot of people are getting vaccinated, and they're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Did we mention Five Sisters Jazz Brunch?
We did for Mother's Day.
So is that like when, is it just live music at a certain time like we used to do, or is it?
We just have it on Sundays for now. Sunday. So every Sunday we have Kurt Bull and his jazz quartet.
Love.
And he is up at the front singing his usual from 11 to 3 is when he is there. So it's a great time. And it's not just for Mother's Day. Right now it's every single
brunch.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Every brunch. So if you're looking for some live music, something fun to do for brunch.
Literally some of the best brunch you'll ever put in your mouth in your life.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah, and brunch, it's from 10 to 4. And so we have live music from 11 to 3. So
that's right.
The majority of brunch. You're going to have live music. So
It's a special kind of atmosphere, I have to say.
It's just fun. It's relaxing.
It's so much
cool.
Fun.
That's my kind of gig right there. Jazz music and chicken and waffles. Are you kidding me?
Get a Bloody Mary with
a
chicken wing.
Get the best of both worlds. And that Bloody Mary with the chicken wing is
you can't go
delicious.
So good.
It'll make for a nice TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying
a nice Instagram.
Are we making a TikTok, Taylor?
TikTok. We are about
I guess
to
we're
do
gonna
this.
Make a TikTok. Is it called a TikTok channel? I don't know. I feel like I'm too old for this.
I don't know either.
We'll figure it out.
We can figure it out. Hey, and if you want to see them, listen. I was against the TikTok for a really long time.
Same.
Okay, and I don't want to see anything ridiculous or scary or mean, but locals sharing their specials, their new menus, having the food tasting or just a glimpse of, you know, the cooking class.
Maybe
people,
I think you're onto something.
And then you can link it to your website and people, I'm telling you, there's a whole new world out there.
Another excuse to eat more food.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need that excuse.
The first one has to be grits. I'm just going to tell
you. It has. Yeah.
Ooh, everybody's signature dish.
Yes.
Ooh.
That would be a good one.
Oh my gosh. Where are we going to, once we get here in a month, like where are we going to be? Are we going to be on TikTok? Are we going to be TikTok famous?
That's our goal.
I mean, Jenna might come for us. We might have to.
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, even just to show like the view on a Friday night at Fish House as the sun is going down.
It is a great idea.
You get to just experience that. And when you're a local, and we're having so many people move here.
That's
like a huge influx of people coming in. And when you see them online, they want to know, hey, where do I go for a good view and good food? What do they say? Fish House.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where do I take my wife out for a really nice date? Where do you say? Jackson's, Angelina's.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I take my family for brunch on a Sunday and have a great atmosphere? Five Sisters.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
Check us out on TikTok here.
That's right. We're going to come up with literally the Grits Girls on TikTok. Hey, and if they want to find out any more information, what's that website again?
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. Or feel free to email myself or Taylor, Lauren or Taylor at GoodGrits.com.
That's right. Good Grits. It's a good morning with the Grits Girls.
Good morning.
Appreciate you guys coming to hang out with me.
Absolutely. Always happy to be Cinco here. De Mayo.
Yes.
Everybody drink a margarita for me.
De Mayo. I'm so excited. I just had an excuse to get more chips and salsa. Are you ready, Mark Jacobs, for some chips and salsa?
I love chips and salsa. You got some?
It's a party. We're going to find some.
Okay.